A recent report shows Chinese brands are carrying a reputation of trust and quality among domestic consumers, even more so than popular foreign brands. Is this one step closer for China as being a sought-after supplier for the global consumer? Guys, what's going on here? Are Chinese brands the thing of the future?
Well, first of all, a little background as we look into this report. Okay. Well, this is actually a report on Global Brands Influence Index in China. Sounds high-end. And it's done by Penguin Intelligence. That's an organization under Tencent Technology and focused on studying the trend, analyzing cases and data of the internet industry. And the report was published on January 30th, 2018. And the research actually studied 130 brands in seven industries, including smartphone, that makes sense, it's Tencent, smartphone, technology and internet, high-end cars, ordinary cars. Okay, I didn't know there are two industries. But, good to know.
Yeah.
Real estate, bank and financing, and catering.
Yeah.
So the Institute actually has some standards when it comes to the research. So they rate the brand's influence in China according to the customer's evaluation about the brand, how the brand can influence the customers in making the decision to purchase, as well as how often it is discussed in public. And also, there are eight detailed sub-criteria, including the rate of recognition, the rate of usage or purchase, whether it is the most commonly seen brand in the industry, whether the customers would recommend the brand to others, how brand users or non-users evaluate the brand, as well as how heated the discussions are held about this brand. So all in all, very complicated, sounds very reasonable way of doing research.
Yeah.
And what are the findings?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, it sounds like these penguins did their homework, right?
Yes.
Over there in the North Pole, I don't know how they did it, but they did it for Tencent. Often, I just think it's very cute. Tencent uses penguins for everything, and I love penguins. But this is interesting, Liming. You had said, and I want to talk about it, the criteria, because I think some of it really does apply to, whether Chinese consumers feel trust for domestic products. And one of those being the criteria you mentioned, whether the customers would recommend the brand to others, like family or friends.
Yeah.
So I, of course, would recommend products I really liked to my family and friends. To my enemies, I would recommend the worst products. You should totally use it.
You're so
bad. I know.
Yes.
Some things like what's being discussed the most or what's being seen the most in the way of criteria, that could just be money dumped into advertising, less so than just being trust. But Huang Shen, what are the most attractive conclusions in this report?
Yeah, because it's a real long and complicated report, so I just pick up some really attractive conclusions in the report. So the first one is domestic customers, they think that Chinese brands are the most trustworthy and unique brands, followed by German brands, US ones, British, French, Japanese, Italian, and South Korean brands. So also Chinese brands got over 3.9 out of 5 points in how much customers trust them in their quality, workmanship, and service, and also got over 3.8 points in the uniqueness of the brand. So Chinese consumers, they also prefer European and US brands to Japanese and South Korean brands as well. Another finding is that Chinese brands are also the brands Chinese customers want to purchase the most. So based on the report, 86.1% of Chinese customers said currently they purchase relatively more Chinese brands, followed by US and Japanese brands. So, and even if they don't consider the price and whether it's easy to purchase or not, 51.8% of customers still said they want to buy Chinese brands, and followed by German and US brands. But in fact, only 15.5% of customers said they purchase more German brands now, so due to the high price and inconvenient purchasing channels.
So if given the chance, they would like to buy more Germany brands?
Well, that's what's interesting here is domestic customers think, of course, Chinese brands being the most trustworthy according to the survey. followed by German brands, U.S. brands, British brands, and so on,
yes.
Like you had said, Huang Shen. Mm. But then we see 86.1% of Chinese consumers said they currently purchased Chinese brands, followed by U.S. brands, followed by Japanese brands.
Mm.
But we don't see German in there. We don't see English or French brands, which are the ones that were in between Japanese brands and U.S. brands. And in fact, following Chinese brands and what's actually being purchased is U.S. brands, not German brands necessarily. So, Lai Ming, this brings up a lot of question marks, you know.
Yes.
Is this true, do you think? Do you think this survey really is got a good conclusion here?
Well, I'm going to say yes and no. I mean,
that is so confusing.
Yes.
Yeah, they're true to some extent. I mean, when it comes to the intention to buy German brands, I mean, obviously it's not as easy to buy German brands. Well, for one, it is more expensive. For two, maybe that China and Germany just don't have that good trade negotiations going on. Maybe the Chinese market isn't importing as many German products as we are importing Japanese and American products. Well, that's sort of the larger picture thing. And also, well, it is true in the sense that maybe Chinese people find it easier or also find it more affordable to buy Chinese products. And also, maybe probably they don't have a lot of experience dealing with foreign brands. I mean, a lot of the researchers, I mean, a lot of the respondents, or a lot of those who did the survey online, those are netizens. Nearly 36,000 netizens are being researched in the survey. So when we talk about netizens, we know they are active online. They have some time to spare when it comes to their willingness to answer the surveys. So that points to a limited demographics.
Yeah, I think
it doesn't stand for all Chinese population.
I do think, too, what's interesting here is, you know, what the study took a look at. Of course, things like smartphone, technology and internet, high-end cars, ordinary cars, real estate, bank and financing and catering, these being the categories. But is this the everyday purchasing that Chinese people are necessarily doing? Is this always the realistic purchasing? I feel a lot of things are left out where Chinese maybe favor a foreign brand. And I'll say, Huang Shen, maybe you can clarify, but we've talked about it on the show. Things like maybe cosmetics.
Yes.
Sometimes I think people pay a little more money to go outside of China for these kind of things. So again, same question. Do you think that these findings are accurate?
I think it's accurate, but there has some limitations because, as you guys have mentioned, these surveys only focus on 7 industries.
Yes.
So it doesn't cover all the industries. For example, like Ryan, you have mentioned the cosmetic stuff and the fashion brands. I think maybe most people prefer to pay more for the foreign brands. But for those in these 7 industries, although they divided high-end and ordinary cars into 2 industries, but it has a pretty focus. For example, the smartphones. We have seen a rise of domestic smartphones in recent years. I remember in maybe 3 or 5 years ago, every people in China prefer to use Apple, the iPhones.
Yeah, yeah.
But now you can see a diversification of brands in the Chinese market, like the Oppo, Vivo, and of course Huawei.
Yeah.
Because the quality of those domestic cell phone brands, smartphone brands are increasing. So now people want to buy those domestic brands with a higher quality and cheaper price.
Yeah, I think I want to mention here too that I think it's interesting. You guys said you kind of agree with the results of this survey. Let's throw in the mix here for this discussion a foreign survey that also shows similar results as this domestic one, the Penguin one. Okay, according to a report on Chinese consumers in 2017 published by McKinsey and Company, a trusted advisor and counselor to many of the world's most influential businesses and institutions, domestic customers prefer domestic brands to foreign brands in most categories. Only in cosmetics, wine, and infant milk powder categories do Chinese consumers like both Chinese and foreign brands, still also liking Chinese brands. And foreign brands, I guess, are really having trouble competing in so many of these categories against their domestic rivals. So, specifically, I think I want to reference two main points in this survey. A, China's doing really well with their domestic brands, okay? Most of the research here, both with the McKinsey and Company, as well as the Penguin Research, say China is buying Chinese. That's good, okay?
Pretty good.
But where I see the difference is maybe what they're buying next. Is it U.S.? Is it German? Are those statistics worth referencing? And so this is what I want to look at. So looking, though, specifically at the Chinese brand and the situation in the surveys, both of them, does it mean Chinese brands are improving their reputation, Liming?
Certainly. Chinese brands are improving in reputation, especially in the smartphone industry. I mean,
let's talk about that.
Example,
do you have a Chinese smartphone?
Yeah, my first smartphone was a Chinese smartphone.
Oh.
I think it was HTC, it's a Taiwan brand.
Yeah, and
in China.
Do you trust it?
Yes, I trust it. And also my second smartphone, the one I bought in 2012, I think.
Okay.
And it was the second generation smartphone made by Xiaomi.
Mm.
And, I used it for a while, and then I just started thinking that maybe I should get an iOS phone. And I bought an iPhone 5S in 2013. And
you
guess,
went for it.
And guess, but guess what? But guess what?
Yeah.
In 2016,
yeah.
I had a little problem with my old phone, the iPhone 5S, because the battery was running out. So I was looking for a substitute, and I wouldn't want to spend that much money to buy a new one.
Yeah.
So you guess what I did? I looked into my drawers and found this Xiaomi phone, which I bought in 2012.
Yeah.
Mm.
And it turns out it was working just fine. I charged it and it was working. It was a little slow, but not as slow as the iPhone 5S I was using.
Now, let me ask you a question. Okay. So given the fact you said your iPhone 5S was dying. All right.
It was going
to cell phone heaven. Okay.
It was getting slow.
It was getting slow.
And it was only recently when we learned that Apple was deliberately slowing down your phone to prevent accidental shutdown.
So it's time to let that cell phone go to a brighter place.
Uh-huh.
And then you resurrected your Xiaomi, which came back to life, no problem.
Yeah, second generation, but even earlier.
Yes. Mm. So it's lasted a long time. Now, my question is, after your iPhone 5S had died, or you kind of gave up on it, if you were looking for a new cell phone at that point, and you saw that iPhone was at a similar price to maybe Xiaomi, would you buy an iPhone again?
Well, that's a very complicated question, but if I want to, because they're different operating systems, iOS and Android, and if you're sticking with iOS.
Still, yeah. Would you buy the iPhone 5?
If I have been using Xiaomi all this time, then I would stick with Xiaomi.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, the thing here I also want to reference is, I think sometimes, too, the reason why trust in Chinese domestic brands is being cultivated is because it's cheaper than the foreign counterparts. Now, imagine if you could have replaced that iPhone 5S with a cheaper, newer model of iPhone. Maybe you would have done that because the iOS or because you had iTunes stocked with a bunch of stuff, cloud stuff. Anyways, Huangshen, what do you think? So Chinese brands, are they improving in reputation?
I think they do. I mean, especially in this certain industries, I think smartphone is a really good example. When we talk about why people love iPhone, I think many people will answer about like brand loyalty. Even me, I'm super loyal to iPhone. Now I'm still thinking about changing to a Huawei phone. Because I think for girls, we care about most is the photo, the image quality, right? You also
selfie
a selfie
quality.
King.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
also
I
selfie
understand.
King,
yeah.
right? So I think now if you compare iPhone and Huawei, so if you take the photos, you will think the picture quality is way better in Huawei's phone than
also,
iPhone.
And there are plenty of free apps on Android platform, whereas on iPhones, you have to sometimes pay to get a good quality application that you can use.
Mm-hmm.
And since you already paid so much to have an app installed on your iOS device,
mm-hmm.
that makes it less likely for you to jump from this ship to the Android platform.
Yeah, and though I think the reputation is really increasing, but it's still a little bit early for us to say actually Chinese brands are excel or like surpass other foreign brands, because I think I know this report is quite trustworthy, but it doesn't mean that all the domestic brands are better than foreign brands, or domestic products are better than foreign products in function, quality, endurance. So I think we have many explanations about these results.
Well, what's interesting too is I think many times many respondents haven't necessarily used foreign brands as much. So you're going to trust what you've used more, what has played more of a role in your life. If Xiaomi is something you've had for X amount of years, but you've only had one iPhone, maybe you're going to trust Xiaomi more. Also, I think we should talk here about also consumer ethnocentrism. The tendency to buy domestic is kind of ingrained, I think, in all countries, because there's a part of us that sees it like giving back to our country, our people, spurring our own economy, you know, supporting our people living in our country, big businesses in our country. And of course, most people want to do that. So there's this argument here that these things also might be coming to play in this survey, not necessarily saying that, you know, again, that the domestic products are better than the foreign products, but there's just these underlying factors that are getting people to buy domestic. I think here, at least with the ethnocentrism, I tend to disagree a little bit. I think, yeah, when China approaches a similar quality as its foreign rivals, then a lot of Chinese will say, hey, I'm going to buy Chinese. You know, of course, I want to support our economy. I want to support Chinese businesses. But I think there's plenty of people that also say, ooh, foreign. This is exotic. What's this about? You see German chocolate in the store. You're like, ooh, is it good? I don't know. I'm going to try it. Oh, yeah. Boy.
Makes sense.
And then you take a selfie with it, Huang Shen, with your you know, your Xiaomi phone or your
you
Huawei phone.
More than I do.
But also, I think sometimes, too, netizens don't know they're using foreign brands. According to a 2008 household survey in China done by the Asian Consumer Insights think tank under the Boston Consulting Group, a researcher found that many foreign brands, including the Safeguard Soap, Lux Soap, Pantene Shampoo, Olay, and Avon Cosmetics. I guess when the researcher asked why Chinese people bought these brands, they said, oh, we thought they were Chinese brands. Really?
Exactly.
They're foreign brands. The research team also surveyed 1,000 consumers at different salary levels. These could be educated people to less educated, and from families of different composition, on whether they could figure out which of 70 commonly seen brands were Chinese brands. The survey found out that the respondents could identify most domestic brands, but they would always make mistakes on foreign brands. That was 80% of them making those mistakes. So interesting. What do you guys think of that?
Because, well, I think it makes a lot of sense, because a lot of these companies, you know, when you look at Pantene, or in Chinese, is Pantene in Chinese, and also Procter & Gamble, is it Baojie, right?
Yes.
So if you don't pay attention, you don't look into, you don't buy it, or Google search it, then you have no idea that it is actually a foreign brand, in the sense that it is being localized so successfully. I mean, that points to one of the reasons why some people still like to buy Chinese brands instead of German brands or US or Japanese brands, because in some cases, these international brands, they haven't done a good job at localizing their brands. Also, the price is not friendly. A little earlier, Huang Shan mentioned how a lot of Chinese people haven't had the chance to use international brands, so they don't have enough information on this. I myself is a very good example. I recently decorated my new apartment, and I was looking for some electrical appliances, and this dishwasher that I was looking into, and I have a budget for, say, a few thousand yuan. I would like to buy a new dishwasher, and I was looking into both a Chinese brand, Meidi, or a media, and a German brand, that's Siemens.
Siemens.
Yeah, I was looking at two brands, and a few years ago, my experience would tell me that, oh, maybe the Germans, they make a very good machine, so maybe we should look into that. But the price, when I look at the price, well, with the amount of money I can pay, what if I buy a media or Chinese dishwasher, I can buy the top of the line product.
Yeah.
But if I'd like to buy Siemens or Simons, that's only a basic product that I can get.
Yeah. You know, I think one of the things here too is we were talking about how foreign brands can't be necessarily distinguished from domestic brands. Mm. I think this points out that foreign manufacturers are really getting good at developing products that Chinese think are domestic, really melding to the Chinese culture to promote the sales of their products. Which I think is a good thing for any foreign manufacturer to get in the habit of. And I think Chinese companies going global, this is something maybe that is worth noting. I do want to say, though, that actions speak louder than words. This survey is just Netizen saying, I would totally do this. But then when it comes to pulling out the wallet, it's a little bit different. I guess the 2008 survey revealed that 39% of respondents said they love skincare products of Chinese brands, but 85% of these people actually bought foreign brands, in fact. So we see that a strong percentage, even despite this survey, of people actually paying for the foreign brands. So what should we do? What should Chinese companies do to become more present in Chinese consumers' lives and globally, Huangshen?
I think maybe we can focus on the quality. I think as long as you keep the quality standards going up and you still keep a very reasonable price, people will love this kind of products. I think for consumers, we don't care about, is it a Chinese brand or a foreign brand? We only care about the quality and your using experience. Mm-hmm. Also for this kind of survey, my suggestion is to make it more trustworthy. You can invite more foreigners to see how they evaluate your brands.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be difficult to come by. Also in the meantime, while improving the quality, I think also, paying attention to what the customers really want is also important. For instance, and for Chinese smartphone makers like Huawei and Xiaomi, they come up with smartphones that can allow for 2 nano SIM cards.
Yeah, I think one of the keywords here is it takes time to get trust, okay?